minyan of a hida mitzvah, and we saw one major makar of hida mitzvah in the drasha of Zechariah ben Deyu, and we spoke about some of the issues flowing from that in terms of whether it's a real drasha, whether it's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, whether it's ma'akev, b'diavad or not, whether it's a chiluk of the mitzvah or an inyan klali. These are all very important inyanim. Obviously there's an overlap and they're interrelated. We saw some of the sugyas, which hopefully we'll come back to a little bit more carefully. But I want to open up the inyan in another direction a little bit. And, you know, understand that everything that we bring in here, because it's such a shas sugya, it's like we're just scratching the surface. There's a lot of possibilities, and it's hard to really, in just a few shiurim, to really get a full picture, but at least we'll have some idea of what we're talking about. There's another makar that seemingly can also speak to the inyan of hida mitzvah in a specific way, and that has to do with the inyan of karbanos. And we have to know whether that, in some way, is also connected to Zechariah ben Deyu, or it's a separate halacha, and the relationship between them. So I want to go through in that regard a few interesting sugyas. So I think the easiest thing is you have the sheets, instead of bringing in, you know, 7, 8 different gemaras and so on, and other makoros. Okay, let's start with the basic halacha when it comes to a karban. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor that you're not allowed to bring a karban that has a mum on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to be makriv or be magdish a karban with a mum. The pasuk tells us ki kosher bo mum lo sakrivu. So the Torah enumerates what the mumin are, mishnayis and bechoros, and it's a mefurish in the pasuk, and the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Yisuri Mizbeach, Perek Aleph, that kol magdish behema sheyesh ba mum, gabi mizbeach, a person is magdish a behema that's defective, that's pasul hakrava, he's violating a law and he gets malchus. That's the pasuk that you have in Pashas Emor. Azhara le magdish bali mumin. Good. The Navi Malachi is very strong in his Musar, where he apparently, in the time that he was living, which was really sort of the beginning of Bais Sheni, I guess, there was a temptation to offer karbanos that were less than ideal. And people figured, you know, it doesn't cost as much to get a lame animal, a limp animal, an animal that's not as good quality. And his Musar expresses itself with the following words. He says, "V'chi sagishon iver lizboach ein ra." He's speaking rhetorically. When you offer an animal that's blind as a carbon, you think there's nothing wrong with that. "V'chi sagishu pisach v'chole." If you offer an animal that is lame or that's sickly, ein ra. "Hakriveyu na lefecha secha." "Hayirtzecha." Now those three words are words that appear in many sugyas in Shas, but this is the makar. Now you see the Gemara, you'll know where it comes from. Hakriveyu na fechasecha. Fechasecha means you're a local government official, like you're a governor, your mayor, whatever it might be. What he's trying to say is, how can you do less to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than you would do if you were to give a token gift to somebody that you want to honor? You want to send a gift over to the local official to express appreciation or to show homage. So what are you going to do? You're going to offer them something which is shvach, which is sickly. Would he accept it? Would it create a sense of goodwill? Hayirtzecha, hayisafanecha. You want to get yourself into good graces with this person. And how can you expect anything less when you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? These are the words of Malachi. And he continues, he says, a person might have a very nice carbon in his farm, in his stock, and instead he wants to give something which is not up to par. So this is basically the Musar of Malachi, but we'll see the halachic, everyone has a sheet? Yeah, everyone has a sheet. We'll see the halachic ramifications of this idea, at least a little bit, of hakriveu no lefechasecha. If you look in the Sfarnu on those psukim and parshas and more, so the Torah speaks about karbanos that are neder and nedava, and in that context it mentions animals which are balim mumin. And there's apparently a chidush that the Sparno picks up from the Lashon HaPesukim that the Torah wants you to realize that, you know, you might say if you're not obligated to bring a carbon, so then maybe it has to be a certain standard. But if it's anyway your own personal gift, so maybe you can get away with something less. So that's what the Sparno emphasizes in the fact that the Torah mentions there, just after Shlishi in Parshas Emor, says the Torah, and it can't be with the mum. Then the Torah goes on and says, again, tam komum yebo. Says the Sfarnu, so no one asked me to do it. I'm choosing to do it. So whatever I take, you know, you should be happy with what I'm giving you. I don't have to give anything. Something. Says the Sfarno, picking up on the historical component of this of Malachi, where there are those Jews who thought that we can give our nedava from Balmum. The Navi, you know, calls their bluff, you might say. He shows where they're wrong. But Amra v'chisagishun ibar isborach ein ra, v'chisagishu pisech v'chola ein ra, hakribeo nolefechasech. It's interesting, Sparnu. So that's the point, that people felt that they can get away with something less. I remember seeing a very interesting perspective in the Sefer by Rav Shwab on Chumash. This is just parenthetical. In Parashas Tzav, maybe, I forget where it is. It's his Sefer on Chumash Mayim B'Sashaweva. He points out that you find the Navi Yirmiyahu railing against Karbanos, and his focus was that people bring Karbanos, but there's no heart. There's not really any Lashma. They're bringing a carbon, and they think that by bringing a carbon, somehow they're going to get Ritzif Makadosh Baruch Hu because they offered, you know, the gods or the Hashem, they offered the carbon. But there is no tshuva, there's no heart. And Ki'ilu, he says, Hashem command you a karbanos. It almost sounds like as if karbanos, Hashem doesn't need karbanos. The answer is Hashem doesn't need karbanos. I mean, of course he doesn't need karbanos. He's mitzvah and karbanos. But the pshat is that the whole essence of the karban is in order to bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the chesaron that Yirmiyahu was railing against was when you have, you might say, the most beautiful karban, in terms of its quality, but there's nothing behind it, there's no heart. And he contrasts that, Rav Schwab, with Malachi's critique. Malachi's critique was that a person will say, you know what, all that matters is the heart, right? I have to bring a carbon, I feel, I want to get close to Hashem, I want to create goodwill, so then it doesn't matter how nice it looks. I'm going to dafka, save a little money, okay, and I'll offer minagarua, I'll offer something some sort of a balmum as a carbon. It doesn't look so nice, whatever. So Rav Schwab says that, again, he probably develops it in a beautiful way, but that he wants to compare that to Bais Rishon versus Bais Sheni, I believe. Bais Rishon, the feeling was that the beautiful, most beautiful, the carbon, that's all that matters. The heart is irrelevant. It's just that we have to appease the gods or appease Hashem through giving a carbon. And then in the second Bais HaMikdash, the problem was the opposite, that they felt that what matters is really the heart, so we don't have to bring something of substance as long as we bring with our heart. So both are wrong. This is an important lesson of Avodas Hashem. In other words, of course, we need to bring the heart, Rachmana Libabai. It's not enough to say, like, you know, just to say that we're going through the motions and it looks good. We have to bring ourselves along with it. On the other hand, you could say, well, if all that matters is the heart, so the protocol, the way it looks, doesn't matter. No, there's the letter of the law, the spirit of the law, and both are equally valid. Yeah.
Where was that in Makar?
It's in his Sefer on Chumash, which is called Mayan Beis HaShoeva, but I don't remember where it was. I remember seeing it a number of years ago. It's possible that it was in Parshas Tzav, but I'm not 100% sure. Tzav is where you have the Haftorah of Yirmiyahu about Kavanis. It's one of those parshas, maybe in the Yikra. Anyway, this is what we have in Malachi. So our focus now is in this inyan. So starting off, obviously a balmum is obviously a problem. The Torah says you're not allowed to bring a balmum, and it's a violation of a lav if you magdish a balmum. But now let's take it to another level, and we're talking about Hida Mitzvah, right? So let's talk about an animal that's technically not a Balmum. But even within animals that are not Balmum, you can have animals that are more appealing, look better, they're fatter, they're more healthy looking, and those that look skinny, emaciated, they're not as appealing as and attractive as a carbon. So where does that fit in terms of the marker? So based on anything we know right now, we want to fall back on Zekeli Vanveil, right? In other words, you're doing a mitzvah, you do it in a sense of Hidur. So the list that we had, say, for Torah Noah, Talis Noah, and so on, and the examples given in the Brice and Shabbos Kuflam Gimel, quoted here by Rashi. So, okay, you bring a carbon, it should be a nice carbon. Okay, but the interesting thing is that we have different makoros specifically when it comes to carbonos, that it should bring min hayofe. Says the Rambam, let's start from the Rambam, we'll go back to the Drushes. Says the Rambam in Surim Mizbeach Perek Zayin, Lo kol davar she'eno paso mevioso chatchila. So it's not enough to say that something is not paso, and then therefore you can even bring a chatchila. Ketzad. Now here clearly we're talking about, it's a din chatchila. We saw by Ida Mitzvah as well in many situations like Eged Lulav, it's only chatchila. So here we have Gabi Karban. Hayachayiv Ola, here the Ram talks about a person who's Machuyiv to bring a carbon. Machuyiv and Ola, whatever he means, Hayachayiv Ola, Mistama bit me because he made a neder to bring it. Maybe that's why he's Chayiv, or because maybe Ola Sviya. I don't know what it means, Hayachayiv Ola. What Ola could be, a Yoledes maybe, I guess. There are cases of a person who's Chayiv a carbon Ola. Lo Yavi Se Kachush Vikor. The Yomar Harein Bomu. So you shouldn't bring an animal which is kachush, which is very, very thin, which is kaur, ugly. Again, it's technically not a bamun. It's kasher as a carbon, but you shouldn't do that. The yom harei ain bamun. Al zen nemar v'or nochel. The pasuk he quotes is from Malachi, the last pasuk that you see earlier. V'or nochel v'yesh be'edro zachar. Zachar referring to an ola mistaman. Ola is zachar. And the noder v'zaveach mashchas l'shem, that's already a bamun. But again, this is somebody who could be better, who could bring better. Again, we'll see if a person can bring better, that's different. And he brings something less than what he could. This is a din l'chatchila. What's the marker for the Rambam? Yes, Al.
Can you suggest that there's a distinction between Malachi and this case? Because in the case of Malachi, you're bringing a balmum over a kosher animal, while here, you're just bringing...
So the first part of Malachi, you're right. He's talking about Iber, Pisech, V'chola. But the V'or Nocha, the pasuk the Rambam quotes, sounds like we're talking about the Yesh Bedro Zachar. I think the Pshat is Zachar, meaning a good animal. And V'or Nochel, the Yesh Bedro Zachar, and he doesn't give that. Even though Mashchas does sound like a mum, Nocha means he's obviously deceptive. But the Rambam took that to refer to the fact that you could have brought better. Yeah. So you're right. You mean, the way the Malachi is speaking, it sounds like it's just about a case which is absolutely a mum. But Lamaisa, the Rambam says al zenemar, so he does connect it to Malachi. But the actual makar is a Gemara. It's actually a sifrei and also a Gemara. The question is what drush it is. Let's go with the sifrei first. So the pasuk says in Pashas Ve'ei, in discussing going to a central location to bring karbanos, that's the beginning of Parshas Ve'ei, says you can't bring karbanos to just anywhere you are. You have to go to the central place, Hashivchar Hashem. So the pasuk there says in Ve'ei, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, right after Sheni. It says, V'haya ha-mokom ha-shayivchar, read the whole pasuk to you. V'haya ha-mokom ha-shayivchar Hashem el-keichem bo l'shakin shmo sham, shama saviyu eis ko sham l'chim yitzah ve'eschem. Olo Seichem, Vizivchechem, Masro Seichem, Usrumas Yedchem, V'chol Mivchar Nidrechem Asher Tidru Lashem. Notice the language of the Pasuk. V'chol Mivchar Nidrechem. Mivchar Nidrechem. Mivchar means the choicest. The Targum Unkel says Shvar Nidrechem. Shvar means it's Shufa Dishtar, right? The expression is what is considered to be quality, the best of your nedarim. So the Sifrei brings a drasha here. Le rabos nedarim u nedavos Shelo yavi elam in amufchar. It means that when you bring a neder and a dava, so it's not just a halacha not to bring a bal mum. That's the pasukim in Parshas Emor. But mivcha nidrechem is halacha, and this is obviously not likuva. It's not likuva. If you bring a kachush, it's also kasher. But it's a halacha that you should bring min amufchar. The continues in Sefrei, ve'en li el nidarm and dabos minang rabbos b'choros ha'maestros chatos v'ashamos tamalomar mivcha nidrechem v'chol mivcha nidrechem. So the extra, the vav, or the chol, there's a ribu there. It's not just mivcha nidrechem, v'chol mivcha nidrechem is marbe, not just the darim, but all the things that are mentioned in the pasuk that you're mechuyev to bring, for example, olos, chatos, choros, maestros, maestro behemah, in other words, every carbon that you bring should be min hamuvcha. That's a drasha in the Sifrei. That's one drasha. The truth is that there's another possible drasha. This is the Sugya in Yuma, the next source. It's a couple of places, but one of the places in Yuma, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Beis. So it starts in Lamed Dalet, Lamed Aleph. The Gemara has the following question about the pasuk says, let's go with the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. It says, we read it Rosh Chodesh, of course, Sakeves achad tasa boker ve'e sakeves hasheni tasa ben aboyim. Ba'asiris o'efa solus lemincha ve'lua b'shem kasis u'v'yisahin. Right? We read it from Chumash already. Olas tamir sir basin avech nichochi shel Hashem. V'nisko revisahin lakeves ha'echad. V'kodesh asech nesach sheichel Hashem. So it says, v'nisko revisahin lakeves ha'echad. And then it says, v'esa keves hasheni tase ben aboyim. So the way the Gemara goes is as follows. You bring the sachim, means nachal, amincha, or isaron, and also a revias yayin, together with the carbon tamid shel shachar, and also with the tamid shel ben ha'abayim. The way the pasuk reads, it starts by talking about the carbon. It says you bring a keves in the morning, keves in the afternoon, and you bring a siris ha'efa, which is with minchas nisachim, and then it says olas tamid v'nisko revisahin la keves ha'echad. And then it says, Keves Sheir ben Harabayim, Kemin Chasaboka Chinisko Tase. So the Gemara has the following machokas. Tan Rabbana Viniskor Visehin, Yomad Shel Shachris Mishal Arvis. That means that you learn at Shachris, Tamishu Shachar from Arvis, that just like Rashi says, the Shachris needs Nisachim, so too Ben Harabayim needs Nisachim. Rabbi Omer, the other way around, Arvis Mishal Shachris. That means that we learn out the Nesachim of Tamish Ben Abayim from Tamish Shel Shachar. Rashi says, "Dil keves ha'echad ad shachris koi." Shenemar sa keves echad taseh baboker. So it says in the pasuk, "V'nisko revis ahin la keves ha'echad," and that means the Tamish Shel Shachar. So Gemara continues, "Bishlom agur Rabbanan, hay b'Tamish Shel Ben Abayim siv. Elo Rebbe my taima." So the Gemara says, why does Rabbi say that we're talking about Tamid Shel Shachar? Amar Rabbi, Uha Amar Kro, La Keves Ha'echad, Ezo Keves Shenemar Bo Echad, Avi Yom Ezer Tamid Shel Shachar. So Rabbi learns out from the words Keves Ha'echad is going on Tamid Shel Shachar. Continues Gemara is what we need for us. V'Rabbanan Mai Echad. So they don't learn Pshat Keves Ha'echad means Tamid Shel Shachar. What do they do with Echad? Miyuchad Shebe'edro. So the drasha. Echad means it stands out, it's outstanding, right? Echad means it stands out, it's unique. It's not just ordinary, right? We use the expression mitsuyan, right? What does mitsuyan mean colloquially? Excellent. But why does mitsuyan mean excellent? What's a tsiyun? Shar ha-tsiyun. It stands out. You know, melamed shahay Yisrael, you say in Haggadah Shel Pesach. Melamed shahay Yisrael, Mitsuyanim Shah. Mitsuyan means you can point to something. Well, it's cut above the rest. It stands out. There's something that you can point to. Ah, look at that. Look at that. Outstanding. Standing out. Outstanding. That's semantics here. Right? So this is the drasha here. I'm giving you the Havana here. Echad means it stands out, meaning it has to be more than just ordinary. It has to be super, has to be, you know, special. So that's the drasha that the Chachamim make from Echad. Miyuchad Shebe Edro. Continues the Gemara, this already you have on your sheets, right? So the Gemara says, the Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't have the drasha of Echad to tell me that's Miyuchad Shebe Edro. Says the Gemara, the Rebbe mimivchar nidarecha, or mivchar nidrechem, the Magia here, nafka. He learns it from, that's the drasha we saw in the Sifrei, from mivchar nidrechem. So that's how he knows that it has to be miyuchad, it has to be standing out, it has to be good quality. Either Rabbanan, so then what do you need the echad for? Says the Gemara, Rabbanan, chad bechoba vechad benedava utzvichi. Oh, so you need both psukim. You have mivchar nidrechem and you have the echad. One is for chova. That's the keves echad, that you should bring the best. And the other one is for nedava, that's mivchar nidrechem. Utzvichi, you need both. Rashi explains, why tzvichi? Yesh tzad notesh anedava tzarech liyaposa kreshit tisrat zeledorom. V'hakbolas panim. On the one hand, you could say, maybe there's a halacha that it should be nice, because it's given as a gift after all, so it's a gift, it has to be presentable, as we say. A present should be presentable. V'yesh tzad notesh loma shalchova mutela tzarech lefrochova mishalem. If it's obligation, then it should be good. If it's a neder, like the Sfarno brought, no? So whatever it is, it is. So you need both. So that's what the Chachamim have, therefore, both drushes. Yeah, what about Rabbi? So it could be you'll say that's the drush of the Sifrei, that they dashen v'chol mivcha nidreichem, that we use the v'chol to be marbin, not just the nedar, but could be the Chacham don't have that drush of v'chol. So it comes out we have now another makor by Karbanos. Okay, we have the Zekah Ivan Veo in the background that we've been discussing, which is mitzvahs in general, and now we have the Indian that each person should bring the Chatchila min amufchar by Karbanos. We have two drushes that we've identified from the Sugya Yuma, the Bechom Mivachan Nidrechem, that's what we've had in the Sifrei, and that's by the Dharma Davos, and we have also Sakeves Echad, which is Miyuchad Shebe Edro. Okay, and these are Gemaras that appear other places as well, but I gave you one of them. This is the Rashi I just read for you. There's a very interesting Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisur Mizbeach. It could be I mentioned it once. It could be at the last shiur. It could be. It's a beautiful Rambam. It's worth repeating. Okay, so it's okay. The Rambam, you can write a sefer. Maybe someone did it, for all I know. You can write a sefer of Musari HaRambam. You could collect from all the places in Mishneh Torah. I guess more Nevuchim you can include too if you want to make it in more pages. But just start with Mishneh Torah. Take every, that's not after end of every halacha, but many, many of the halachas of the Rambam. The last halacha is a Musar idea that the Rambam sort of closes with. Not all, but a lot of the places. So you could collect those Rambams and then you could write a little annotated commentary on it and develop the ideas and it'd be a beautiful sefer. I'm serious. Write in English, you'll get more sales from it. But it's an idea, you know. So this is one of the classic Rambams. The Rambam at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach gives you a very nice Musar Haskel takeaway message. But it's interesting what the Rambam quotes and what he doesn't quote. And here you get a little bit of a machshava into what it is about Hidur Mitzvah. Again, the Rambam does use the words Hidur Mitzvah. That's not an interesting thing. The Rambam never quotes Mefurish anywhere in Mishneh Torah, the drasha of Zekeh Levan Vey. It doesn't mean he never quotes the din that you should be in, that you should be Ma'agid the Lulav. He says, Mitzvah Namufchar to Ma'agid the Lulav. The dinim themselves are appearing in the Rambam, but the Rambam never brings. He doesn't bring the din of Hidur Mitzvah Shlish, the Tumah. Why the Ram doesn't bring it? The Furish Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tes, the Ram doesn't bring it. But the Ram does bring in Yanim that obviously correspond to these in Yanim of Hidur Mitzvah. Here's one of the Rambams. He's talking about the fact that certain oils are better than others, right? We say Kassis Lamor, below Kassis Lamanachis, whatever. That means to say that for a standard of Hadlakas, Hamenorah, you need a better quality oil than you need, let's say, for the oil that you mix into the menachas. So it has to be the first grade. Today we use also such expressions, right? Extra virgin, whatever, all these different standards. So the first pressed is called the highest. But Menachos doesn't need that. So Lama Nimna, why are we listing in the Mishnah and talking about what's the best and what's second best? Kedei Leida Yafesh in Lamala Mimenu, to know what is tops, that you can't get better, Vashava Vapachos. Why is it important to know this? For the following reason. Shaharotza Liskos Atzmo. Zakos Atzmo. If you want to merit, give yourself more merit. Yachuf Yitzvo Hara. You have to discipline your Yetzer. V'yarchiv yado, expand your hand. V'yavi karbano min hayofe. Now the Rambam is talking about not just nachas, karbanos. Hameshubach b'yoseh sheba'osa min sheyavi mimenu. In other words, the Rambam sees the idea of bringing min hamuvchar as an expression of kfias hayetzer. Because the Yetzer will try to tell you, you know, what you want to be stingy. Why should you give more? You can give less. So you have to be countering that instinct to, you know, to be holding back, and the yavi min ayofeh. Now, Ram gives some ideas. Harei nama betorah. Go back to the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, or middle of Bereishis. The hevel hevi gam hu mi b'choros sono mechalvehen. Hevel brought a carbon just like Cain did. But the pasuk says, as we know, by Cain, by yavi Cain. What does it say there? Mi peri ho adama. So the Rashi brings on that pasuk. Mi peri adam means min agarua. Mi peri, like whatever it was. It wasn't very special. It was with Magarua. Hevel, says the Torah, emphasizing, he brought Mibchoro so mechalvein, from the fatty sheep, by Yisha Hashem, Mahavel Menchasa. Why? Because it was Ba'in Yaf. So the Rambam saw in that already the Musa Haskil of bringing Min HaMuvchar. V'hu Adin B'chol Dava Shehu Hashem HaKel HaTov. In other words, you're giving something to a Kel HaTov, you give it for the best. For Kadosh Baruch Hu, you give the best, as opposed to holding the best for yourself. In Bana based tefillah, okay, listen carefully. Wow, you're building a house of prayer. No, you live in a mansion, and what do you build for a Kadosh Baruch Hu? A barn? No, Yenoyim Beis Yeshivasa. In other words, the Beis HaKnesses that you build should be nicer than your home. Get for Hashem the best. Don't leave yourself the better and then give Hashem less than that. In other words, people are tempted. They give the best food to them, you know, to their own family at home. Then the ani, they give the shirayim. No, you give him from the best. Kisa arom. So we give the second hand-me-downs clothing. So you have good quality clothing, give them of the same quality. Higdish davar, yagdish min ha'yafesh min ha'chusim. You magdish something, magdish from the best. V'cheinu omer, pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, that he quotes, kol chelev l'ashem. Chelev meaning the best. I don't know exactly what the mukkar, if the Ram had a mukkar in this drasha. I'm curious to know if you could trace it. But the pasuk I found, the pasuk is by Shulamim. The Torah talks about Korban Shulamim in Parshas Vayikra after Revi. And if you look there, it's Perek Dalet Pasuk Tezayin by the one of the examples of Shulamim is an Eis. Viktir Makoin HaMizbecha, the various limbs of the animal are burnt on Mizbech. Lechem Ishel Reach Nichoach Kol Chelev Lashem Dalet Tezayin Vayikra. So the Rambam uses these three words, Kol Chelev Lashem, and that's how he ends Hilchos Yisuri Mizbeach, that when you're Magdish Min Hayof. Okay. So this is now a whole other window into this inyan. And again, the Rambam goes beyond Karbanos, but this is, again, the idea of Hidur Mitzvah, but without quoting Zekeli Vanvei. It's interesting, and this is an interesting nekuda. The Rambam in Maaseh Karbanos, you can see the next source, Perek Tezayin Lachadalit. The Rambam says a person makes a neder to bring a shor, ayel, keves, a egel. So lo yavi kachosh biyoseh shebaosa min. Don't bring the most lean within that min that you're pledging. Lishadama muatim. It's not very valuable. The enol chayev lo avi hayafeh hashamin biyoseh she'en shamo mal mimenu. You don't have to bring the most fat either. El yavya beinni, you bring middle grade. Maybe a kachosh yasadei nidro. Now, what would you say? You read this Rambam, the Rambam says, Eino chayv l'avi hayafeh Hashem v'yosef. How do you reconcile that Rambam with the Rambam that we just read at the end of the Siyum Mizbeach? Look at the back in the Frankel Rambam, they bring this question. What would you say?
It says, the Rambam says in the Siyum Mizbeach, says, Harot l'schus atzmo.
Okay.
So maybe it doesn't necessarily sound like a chiyuv. It sounds like...
Okay, so one mahalach you want to suggest is Rambam is talking about, you know, the extra credit, this inyan of getting, you know, a level to aspire to. Here the Rambam says, why are you be'etzem, what are you chayev to do? Okay, that's one possible mahalach. What else could you say?
One in kind of more meshubah too, in the case of the Rambam Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, you're already meshubah to give a korban once you meet the neder, but the other ones, you're not meshubah to give a certain amount for a base kinesis and a certain amount for... Maybe to cover someone with like the fanciest clothing, so it's more.
But Ram is talking about korbanos there too. The Ram has case higdish, davar yadish.
That's when you're choosing a certain korban that you want to do. By the other one, if you already made the nether on a general animal, but they have to choose which one to give.
Okay, if I understand correctly, what I think you're saying, but if that's this, it's a good answer. But maybe you're not saying exactly this. But chora the Rambam in Siyum Mizbeach is saying min hayafa shebin chasav. In other words, you have better. So then you chose to be magdish what's not as good. That's the problem. You left for yourself the better one. Here the Rambam is saying, you know, you want to bring a carbon. You're going to go to the market. You're going to go to the market where they're selling animals. So there, the Rambam says, your basic obligation is to buy medium grade. If you do that, it's not like you left yourself better. Now, if you're not mechuyev to pay for the most expensive animal. You shouldn't pay for the kachush to go bring. You have to go ahead and acquire the animal. Is that what you mean, Arye? It fits with what you're saying. But the Rambam's lashon, I think, works well. I don't remember who says this yisha, but it's a very, very mistaver. The Rambam's point of kochel v'ashem is as opposed to leaving for yourself better. In other words, that's the stinginess of it. You can't fargin to give a kodesh baruch hu. You have to hold that back for yourself. That's the problem the Rambam is emphasizing. That's why you have to yilochef es yitzro to give better. But here the Rambam is saying yavi, like what means you have to go get it. So you have to get it. So then you don't have to go for the top. You can go for the middle. It's another way to think about it. But what you're saying is also good. Maybe that's an extra level. This is the basic obligation. Okay, other yeshuvim. L'maisa, again, it's clear that there is a notion of kachosh b'kachim. The Rambam, the Gemara Menachos Peidal and Beis, in the context of Bikurim that you bring from the areas that they don't grow so well, and the Gemara brings Reish Lakish there, in Hevi Kodesh, Kadosh, Nasa kachosh b'kachim. The Gemara compares it, Reish Lakish compares it to a case of kachosh b'kachim, as Rashi explains, Sha'amagdish behema kachusha kedosha. V'afagav du'av mitzvah namufchar. In other words, a person is magdish, kachush, whether he has better, doesn't have better, that's not a game right now, but l'maisa, does the animal retain kedusha with your being magdish? Absolutely. And you bring it, of course you bring it. So the idea being, it's not minam mufchar. So again, we have this idea of mitzvah minam mufchar within the world of karbanos. Now, let's turn to the following Mishnah that's going to also get mentioned in the Gemara Shavuos. Famous Mishnah at the very end of Masechet Menachos. It's mamish the last Mishnah in Menachos. And it's also quoted, as you probably know, in Rashi and Chumash. Says in the Mishnah, based on the Lashna Pasuk, the Torah talks about Mincha, right after it talks about Olas Ha'of, and it talks about Olas Behema, all of which are Nedava. Right? The beginning of Ayikra, you have Olas Nedava, Mina Behema, Devin Mina Of Karbano, and then B'nefesh Kisak V'Mincha. That's the order of the beginning sections of Sefer Vayikra, Pashas Vayikra. In all of those examples, the Torah emphasizes that it's Nereach Nichoach. So the Mishnah makes the following observation. Nemar ba'olas behema ishe reach nichoach. U ba'olas ha'of ishe reach nichoach. U b'mincha ishe reach nichoach. Lo malacha. Echad ha'mar ve'echad ha'mamit. In other words, you give more, you give less. What matters is that your heart is in the right place. Okay, so in having said everything we're saying so far, but we should also emphasize, what does it mean if a person doesn't give the best? So what does that mean? Does that contradict everything we're saying now?
Say part of having the right kavana is to give the best you can give.
In other words, the point is, you don't have better. You're giving the best you could. You might say you didn't give better, but that's what you could give. So then Hashem accepts that, and the kavana was there. Okay. In other words, that's what you have. The nefesh Rashi brings on by mincha. The nefesh ki sakri mincha. Nefesh means midarko is nadev mincha ani. So Hashem is ma'alav ki u'hikrib nafsho. That's what you gave of yourself. So this statement of the Mishnah appears in the Sukkot Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Tazai. What's the context of the Gemara in Shavuos? We're discussing there what was necessary to be Mekadesh, areas of Yerushalayim that are not yet originally part of the formal precincts of the city. So now you have to endow Kedusha to annex larger areas to become Kadosh. And we go back to what we find in the time of Ezra when they came back, Shiva Sion, to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So the procession involved different things. So the Mishnayis in Shavuos talk about what's necessary when you want to do it. So the Lashna Mishnah there is in Daf Yudalad in Shavuos. Because the reason why it's relevant for Shavuos is because the Shavuos talks about the beginning Parakim talk about the carbon olaviyoreid, which comes for tumas migdash v'kadashav, right? Which means if a person is tamei, and if they would eat karbanos at a kodesh, or they would enter into beis hamigdash, and they don't realize, so they have to bring olaviyoreid. Olaviyoreid is a carbon chatas, except if you can't afford the animal, you bring a bird, or you can bring a minchas chote. So the in order to know what's considered to be the area of the azara or the area. So you have to know what exactly is considered Kedusha Azara. So once it mentions how you are, what constitutes Azara, it talks about Tosefes Azara. And once it mentions that, it talks about how you're Mosef Al Ha'ir for Kedusha Yerushalayim, for halachas of eating Kachim Kalim, for example, and Maisa Sheni Bechuli. Says the Mishnah, Echad Nichnas Lazara, Vechad Nichnas Tosefes Lazara, She'en Mosefin Al Ha'ir Val Hazaros Ella, the Melech, the Navi, the Urim v'Tumim, the Sanhedrin Shoshim v'Echad, u'b'shtei Todos, that's what we're going to need for our Gemara, u'b'shir, and so u'b'ez din mehalchin u'shtei Todos achareim v'kor Yisrael achareim. The Gemara is going to explain exactly all these things, how we know it. From Sukkim. So, u'b'shtei Todos, what does shtei Todos mean? Does it mean the animals? Does it mean the breads? We know that every carbon toda was accompanied by 40 loaves. Now, we know those loaves were 30 of them were what? 30 were matzah, three different forms of matzah, and 10 were chametz, except the amount of dough used, flour used to make the chametz for the 10 loaves was the same amount that was used to make the 30 loaves of matzah. So it was 10 isaronim for the 10 loaves of chametz and 10 esronim for the 30 loaves of matzah, three different types of matzah. But l'maisa, they had a lot to eat, obviously, for that day and night. For the suda of the suda soda, they would have the carbon, the meat, plus all the breads, and a lot of people would gather around, and that would be the way of expressing hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after offering the carbon. So it says that they came around b'shtei todos. What does it mean? It says the Gemara as follows. Shtei Todos Sha'amru, this that we talk about Shtei Todos for extending Kedusha on Yerushalayim, the Lachman V'lo B'Besaran. That means that we're talking about the Lachmei Toda and not the actual flesh of the animal. Rashi says, Halechem HaYinosin Shnei Lachmei Toda. Minohani Mili, how do I know? Amar Chizda. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Nechemya, that the Gemara calls Nechemya Ezra, really, but we call it separate book. Nechemya, it's really, in Gemara's terminology, it's Sefer Ezra, it's one Sefer. V'amida shtei todos gedolos, he describes there that I set up shtei todos gedolos b'taluchos li'yamin mi'alachoma. Okay, the procession that they used to use, Rashi says, Nechemya kamar b'Sefer Ezra, as I just told you, k'shinib ne'ischoma as Yerushalayim, u'bal kalish ha'seir, they wanted to b'mkash the city, v'amida shtei todos gedolos, eitzalachoma b'chutz, Taluchos gimin shalachom lahaki v'seir, taluchos yocho derachimin. Fine. So now, my gedolos, it says shtei todos gedolos, my gedolos, Ilema mimin gadol mamish doesn't mean the meat, and mimin gadol means it was bakar and not sown. That can't be name a parin. Then don't say gedolos. They say parin, which says ela gedolos b'minan. Ela means whatever min it was, they brought the big ones of it. In fact, the Gemara mi'ika chashivusa kamishmaya, that the pasuk is going to be boasting, Nehemiah is going to be saying, I brought out the best, the biggest of these of this min. What do you mean? Mi'ika chashivusa kamishmaya. Vasanya nema ba'os be'ema isherech nechoach. They changed it to Latnan. It's not Vasanya, it's a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Menachos, and so on. V'nemar ba'os ha'of, and the mincha be'isherech, and melam ish'ech ha'mavach 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 ha'mavach. Okay, so this is a Gemara that says it can't be that it means Gedolos B'minon because of the Mishnah. What's the Kasha on this Gemara? In fact, Tosis, before I read you the Ritva, Tosis asked, and the Ritva says Pshat and Tosis is what he thinks. Afa gav da amar biyuma lamedalet ha'echad ha'miyuchad sheba'edro. Tosis says, what's the Gemara asking? That it can't mean Gedolos B'minon because of the Mishnah Menachos. But Lamaisa, we know that there's a drasha of Miuchad Sheba Edra. We could add our own drasha, Mifchad Nidvechem. So there is an Indian to say the God of Beminon. So why are we negating that the Pshat that it could be the best in the Min? What's wrong with that Pshat? What's the Gemara? Why does Gemara feel it's Akasha because of the Mishnah Menachos? So let's see what the Ritva does with this Kasha. Gedolos b'minan, nika chashivusa b'kabanos, v'asan ikol meidak, v'chileka chashivusa. The word says there's no chashivus. There's no chashivus. V'aksivus, like hem esachat hasa v'oker, v'dashino ha'echad amyuchat sheb'eder, u'ksiv na'am imivcha nidreichem, v'dashinan kshatido l'tido al minam uvchar, v'gab paradu v'nam yaminan, in shemot sacher is noy men, a mitzvah of dosa, you pulled in the first part to get a better one. So what's the Gemara asking that it can't be the pshat that it means gadol shebeminon? You see, there is a chashivas. Says the Ritva, the answer is as follows. Yishloma di ivra amar hachid b'makom tzava. When is it tzava to bring? You could say, I want you to bring the best. Mishum di ika mitzvah lasas minamufcha sheyikorben chashiv v'einav. It should be chashiv v'ayim. Now I want you to look very carefully. This is a nugget in this Ritva. B'toch hadvarim. Muvla, in the words of the Ritva, there's a tremendous yediyah that you can extract from this Ritva, the next line. The Ritva says, why does the Torah say, b'makom tzava, that it should be min amuvchar, that the karma should be chashuv, ukid amrinan, the alma hisna l'fana b'mitzvus. So this is, to me, the first, I don't know if it's the only, but to me, I don't know another, direct maramakom, that was a line of some kind. Wasn't, we didn't see it in the Rambam, I've never heard of Zekei Vanvei. But the Ritva says, Hisno fun of the mitzvahs in connection to the Inyan of Mivcha Nidrech. That's why I brought you this Ritva. So he's dancing the Kasha, there's a Mokam Tzava, the mitzvah lasas, Kobel Chashu Be'enav, which be Chashuv in your eyes. Like it says, Hisno fun of the mitzvahs, and it also Shoye Mitzvahs Bezuya Salav, it's another cloud, the mitzvahs should be with Bezuya, it should be with Chashivas. Good. Avena kasu mishtabeach mispor b'kavan shapatim yosem mishashvarim k'desh yichto ben gedolos. But it's not pshat that the pasuk should be priding itself on this, that it should say gedolos because of that. It sounds like it's an objective issue. Sharenem b'mincha reich nichoach k'vashnem b'olas paragado kachti yitzav abanuchin kasu betosus yoshoshonim kartzak mishpatim. So the Ritva is emphasizing that the Gemara means it can't be that the Pasuk is highlighting it for that reason, but that the Torah should tell you, I want you to bring Minam Mufchar, because on a human level, it sounds like the Torah is saying, for a human being, there is a Chashivas, and therefore we live in the world of what makes people feel Chashiv and how people would assign Chashivas. And therefore, like it says, HaKavir Al Fechasecha, if you would give it to your governor, it would be chashuv, so you see this as chashuv, so that's, again, that makes you feel that you're giving something more chashuv, it'd be chashuv the einav. I didn't bring this here, maybe we'll get to it, maybe I'll bring it inside next week. There's a Rashi in Yuma later, that it somehow, and it also would be in Yonah and others, talks about how people a mishabeach you when you bring it. It creates it creates a buzz in terms of the how human beings perceive something. But he's trying to say here, for the pasuk to say gedolos for that reason, that wouldn't be right. That's pshat in the Gemara. Okay, a couple more interesting lekoros here, and then we'll end. This is already a big inyan, but I'll just give you the kasha about the Rashi Prakin. It's interesting Gemara in Menachas Samach Dalet. Okay, but this Ritva, just keep this in your back pocket. The Ritva brings the snow of the mitzvahs in connection to this world of karbanos of Mivchan Nidveichem and explaining Gemara in Shavuos. A person shechted a karban chatas. He shechted two, it says, and he only needed one. So then there was a chilul Shabbos, right? The second one was necessary. So then it says chayav al shniya. So there was a violation of Shabbos. You have to bring a karban chatas for violating Shabbos by offering the second karban that was not necessary. Then it says afil niskapelo b'shniya, afil nimtzeis rishona k'chusha. So first, the first way it's stated is, even if the first one turned out to be kachush, and you brought a second one, but it's still an avera of chilul Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, but Rabbi said otherwise. Rabbi said, hayu ufan shtei chatos, one shmena, one kachusha. You shechted the shmena, and then the kachusha. Then chayef. Because what right did you have to shech the kachusha after you shech the shmena, which was good to go? However, said Rava, Kchusha Bekach Shemena Pater. If you shechted first the Kchusha and then the Shemena, which is better, that's not Chilul Shabbos. That's okay. Because Shemena is better. Not only that, V'lo Od, Ela, Sha'omrim Lo, Havi Shemena L'chatchilo Shchot. So what did Rava say beyond that? You shechted Kchusha. Now you found Shemena to bring. L'chatchilo, you can now be Machal Shabbos because it's for the sake of bringing a carbon, which is Doche Shabbos. It's a carbon Sibur, Chata Sibur. With Shemena, you can Shech the Shemena after Shechting the Kusha and offer it. The Gemara says, sounds good, you're right, you have to take out that case of Kusha Mikamaisa, or it's a different Amora, it doesn't stim otherwise. But meanwhile, we have this statement of Rabbah, as quoted in the Gemara, that after Shechting Kusha, if you find Shemena, you can Chatechila Shech the Shemena. Rashi says, interesting in this connection, you found, Rashi says, in Nitzis Rechon Chusha Kodem Shchita Shnia, the Ikam Mishum HaKibirna Fechasecha. So the problem of Chusha, Rashi brings in the Pasuk in Malachi of HaKibirna Fechasecha. The question is, how do you square this Gemara, this Alibi over Shabbos, to sweat on, maybe we'll see a lot of interesting conversations on this, the Shabbos Aryeh and others. How do you square that Gemara that we just read with what we saw yesterday in Shir, the Gemara in Shabbos, based on Gemara Shabbos Kuf Gamed Gimel, I gave you the Rambam and the tour. Basically, if a person has to do tzitzin she'ein ma'atvin es hamila, which is something that l'chatchila should be done, it's extra skin, without it, that's enough taken off to be in mahul, but l'chatchila should take off that as well. So it's brought there in the Gemara that if you're still osik with the mitzvahs mila, then you do everything. And it's even on Shabbos. It's one maisa, so the tchias Shabbos can go on that too. But if piresh, if you stopped, and you already cut only the tzitzin hama'afin, and now you're left with tzitzin hama'afin, but you stopped, now you can't go ahead and finish, so to speak, by doing the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. Now, the pashtus we Rashi, the Torah in the Gemara, we're talking on Shabbos. In other words, chil Shabbos no longer is going to be warranted for the ma'isa mila, because all you're doing now is something which is not necessary for the mitzvah. Mitzvah's mila is doche Shabbos, but you did mitzvah's mila, it's over. So now you can't go ahead and do what we would call hider mitzvah. So that's why Piresh, you can't be Choser on Tzitzin She'en Makvin. The Rambam is Mashma. This again, maybe for next week, we'll deal with the Biskav Rav and the Rambam, Beis HaLevi. The Rambam is Mashma, that even during the week, there's no Kiyum of Hidur Mitzvah if it's divorced from the Mitzvah itself. So Piresh, you're not Choser on Tzitzin She'en Makvin, even B'chol. Okay, but let's come back to Shabbos. Certainly on Shabbos, you can't do it. How do you reconcile that Gemara that says Piresh, you're not Choser on Tzitzin She'en Ma'akvin Es Hamila, with the fact that this Gemara says that even on Shabbos if you already shechted the klusha, we can tell you chatchila to shech the shmir. That's
just a technical point. Yeah. In Gemara Menachos, why is the first carbon not really the carbon and it's over?
The first carbon is good carbon, it's just not shmeina. What do you mean?
So then, what's the second? What are you doing with the second carbon?
No, so there will be whatever you do, it will be pasul. No, second carbon now gets brought. Shechted, you zorg the dam, you do everything you need to do with it. The first carbon is going to be whatever. It's going to be pasul. You won't be zorg the, you shechted it, but you didn't. You're not going to.
Right.
That may be part of the answer. Okay. You didn't disrika yet. Yeah. Okay. I'll leave that. That's just important, interesting. Okay, a couple. One or two maybe marmakomos. I'll give you at the end, and then I'll connect something to the parasha maybe also. There is a svas emes. See, so far the only Rishon, we only saw in the Rishon in the Ritva that makes a connection between Zekeli ben Veyu and Milchan Edvechen. I don't know any other Rishonim so far that we've seen it, but there's a Sfas Emes, it's a Hagah in the Sfas Emes, and I think we may have touched on it yesterday, could be. The Sfas Emes mentions the Ravid that we quoted yesterday. The Ravid, if you remember, I quoted the Ravid yesterday, that the reason why that Rabbi Yehuda can say from the Gzeir Shava that he learns out from Gudas Ezov of Mitzrayim, that's how he learns it out from, to say Lulav Niz Eged, even B'di'eved, says the Rabbi, because he's already working with the Drasha of Eged of Zekeli ben Veyu. And then on top of that, he has the Gzeir Shava. His first Emma says, the Lashon of the first Emma says, Akochach Mivcha Nidrechem Asi La'akev. Those ve'anveyu already exist. Then you have mifchan edvechem, so there could be a basis to say that it's le'ikuva. Because that kasa besukah basagas arayv in abalamor. They were of Yehuda, beru of eged, ma'ake, ma'aytai, ma'ayin sham. So he says, is kusha ma'ake or not? In this case, you're shechting the shmeina. That sounds like Chush is Ma'akev. And yet the Gemara that we had earlier in the sheet, in the Menachos Pei Daled, that Rashi quoted the Kekochosh Kodshim, it's not Minamuvcha, but it's not Ma'akev. So is Chush Ma'akev or not? Says the Svasem, it depends what we do with Van Veyu. If we dash in Van Veyu for Hidur Mitzvah, then Mivcha Nidvechem is on top of that. So just like the Ravid said that Eged Kseir Shava goes on top of Zekeli Van Veil to make it Leikuva, so too Mivcha Nidvechem, so by Karbanos, will go on top of Zekeli Van Veil to make it Leikuva. But if I dash in Van Veil for a different Drasha, Aniva Hu, let's say a different Drasha, then all I have is one Pasuk, then it's not Ma'akev. That's the Cheshman of Svasemis. אם כן אין להוכיח מדולי אל בכחוש של שמנה מהדל כמון דאמר שלוק ישנה ככה של הכל שבדמש בדאים ובכה מעקב די שלא אומר דהי הול זה כנמד אמר ון ואון הווי דומה לו כדי שבשב סקפה מגימו אבל אתן דה מסניס אין די דן שפי ישלום דה מעקב מתאמנל so the Sfas Emes wants to make a cheshbin that if I take into Zekei Van Veil into account and then I have a drash of Chanad Vechem then putting them together I would say it's the Yikub but it'll be Chiddush the Pashtus to say that this is a different realm. This is in mitzvahs, and this is by korbanos. But Umaisa, the Ritva made a connection, true. But if you don't go with the Ritva, we have to know, what are we takanit to Makoros? The Sfas Emes takes that idea to say, oh, if I take one marker and I go with that, then I have this marker, it becomes a din l'ikuva. Umaisa, does Hakabeno Fechasecha create l'ikuva or not? That's our question. So in Hilchis Kiddush, it's a little bit nogeya. What's the case if you have very smelly wine, bad wine? So the halacha is you're not supposed to make kiddush on recho ra. If it mamish smells very bad, it's not cold. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Ramban in Bava Basra in the sixth parak. Even without any other wine, b'di'eved mashma from the Ramban that you're not yotze. So in the Bir Halacha, the last source on the page 23, Siman Reish Amud Beis, ayin b'shem Ramban dafil b'di'eved lo yotze. But the question is, look at down a few lines. Lanias daiti yesh la ayin baze. Ask the Bir Halacha v'chi mishum hakriveu nalofechasecha yepasa b'di'evet. Can you tell me what's the problem of the wine that it's not appropriate to use for the kiddush based on hakriveu nalofechasecha? Like Rashi says in Menachas Samach Dalet, and yet b'dvada yotza b'di'eved the carbon kazed b'mivcha nidarecho rako mitzvah. The pashtus is not the spasemes that mivcha nidarecho becomes b'di'eved. Pashtus is a dimel chatchila. V'achinam reading kiddush. So that's his ha'ar. The ma'isa. What do we see in the Ritva yesterday? If something's a din d'oraisa, then it has to be le'ikuva. So what did the Ritva say? It must be zekeim and there's a din rabbanon. Otherwise, it would be ma'akev. No. So what do we see today? By the word of karbanos, we have adrash mitcha nidvechen. Pashtus is a din d'oraisa, and the pashtus, unless you go with the spasemes, pashtus at the Bir Halacha said over here, it's not a din b'di'evet. It's only the chatchila, and the Rambam is mashma. You should. So what do you make of the Ritva's Kamtaina that Chorev's it's not going to be a Ikuba? So we can start thinking of, we did yesterday. If it's a din, the Ritva is assuming that way because he's assuming that it's that Hida Mitzvah is an aspect of the Mitzvah. If it's an aspect of every Mitzvah to do it Behidur, then it has to be Ikuba unless it's a din Rabbanan. But if it's an Inyan Klali of Hida Mitzvah, then it's no problem. Then it's two separate inyanim. That inyan is ma'akev b'di'evet, but the mitzvah is still mitzvah. So now you have to think about this mivcha nidrechem. What is it? Is it an aspect of the mitzvah of Habaas Karban? Or it's a general principle? It's a principle by karbanos, you should bring menage. So that inyan you want mekayim, but the karban is still a karban. The other thing I was thinking, both in terms of the Ritva Zekeli, you know, if you say not like the Ritva, that's the Keli is the rice of it, it's not Likuva, and over here as well, could be that there's another possibility. Not that it's Inyan Klali, and not that it could be this part of the mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah, it's an Inyan. The Torah is Meramis to us in Zekeli Vanveyu, in Mipchan Edvechem. The Torah is a Ratzon HaTorah. You should do Mehudar. It could be a part of the mitzvah too, but it's not a formal halacha, it's an inyan. If the Torah is megala to us, the ratzon haTorah, then you could say it's only the mechatchil, not b'di'evet. I just wanted to mesayim with something that's a little bit interesting, connected to the parsha. A little bit talking about karbanos and the minyan of hidur by karbanos. So you have in our parsha a mincha that's brought min ha'seorim. There are only two minachos that brought min ha'seorim. What are they? One of them we had on the second day Pesach. The mincha sa'omer, that's a carbon sibur. The other mincha mina sa'orin is minchas knos, mincha sota. So that's one thing that's interesting about mincha sota, it's mincha sa'orin. Okay, but there's another thing that's unique about the mincha sota. Besides for the fact that it's mina sa'orin, the Torah says, unlike other minachos, lo yitzak alav shemen, lo yitin alav levona. There's no shemen. Typically a mincha has shemen, but there's no shemen added to the flour, the barley flour, and you don't add levona. Why not? Ki minchas kinosu, minchas zikor maskeres avon. So Rashi says, based on Chazal, the following idea. Lashon Rashi, lo yitin alav shemen, shelo yehei karbana mehudar. We're talking about hider here, by karbanos, a very apropos to this inyan. We don't want our karban to be mehudar, to be this aspect of hidur to it. And Rashi continues, the etzem is really another svara. Rashi makes it one idea. Shemen kovri or v'hi asa b'choshech. Shemen is called or, like yitzhar is another word for shemen. Sohar is milash and or, and she acted in the dark. V'itin alav levona, shehamin mohos nikros nikru levona, shememar ugibas halavona, v'hi pirsha midachehen. And she separated herself from the ways of the mohos. I once touched the pasuk based on these two ideas as follows. It says, "Can't bring, you can't put shemen, and you can't do levona." Rashi says, "Because you don't want to be mehudar shehi asa b'choshech, and then he pirsha midarkein ki minchas kenosu. Minchas kenos means he was mekaneh her. It means that what she did was she secured herself with a man. That means what she did at night that corresponds to eating of shemen." And then maskeres avon is he pirsha midarchei. In other words, the two reasons of the Torah line up with the two inyanim that were mentioned before, the way Rashi sets it up. Either way, the point of Rashi, shelo yeh karbana mehuda, the shehashem and kari or. Just interesting, one of the svarim I saw quoted, another aspect to this inyan of shemen and why there's no shemen on the Minchas Kenos. Namely, we have the pasuk. Shemen is associated with a shame tov, also tov shame mi shemen tov. So what she did, say for Mincha Berula, what she did created the opposite of shame tov. It created rumors, it created bad name. The best thing we have is a reputation. So the idea is not to put shemen, is also because the union of shemen represents the idea of having a clean reputation and not to have anyone talking badly about you. And this is exact opposite. So again, this shouldn't be shemen. But anyway, you see again the interesting thing. The Torah emphasizes the opposite of what's usual. The usual, the idea is to have an amuvchar, to have mehudar, hida mitzvah. And here, the Torah says that has to change because of the reasons that we have mentioned here as well. Good Shabbos, everybody. Shkayach. Next year, Hashem will be on my